Mainers have been able to buy insurance on the Affordable Care Act's online marketplace for more than a year now. Advocates say the goal of the marketplace is to provide affordable insurance and increase access to health care. But what is it really like to use these plans? Patty White spoke to four Mainers who enrolled last year and found that each had a different experience.
Stephanie LaPlante is a list maker, and that makes her very good at her job.
I am the foreman of a horse stable with 21 horses.
Her job is to make sure essential daily tasks get done at Meadowview Equestrian Center in Reedfield. Today, stuffing snack hay into individual bags for each horse is on that list. Last year, LaPlante's list of personal to-dos was buy health insurance. She turned 26 and was taken off her parents' plan, and that terrified her.
Large animals, horses, they can be kind of unpredictable. I mean, usually they're really great, but you can never be 100% sure 100% of the time. And I just wanted to make sure that I had a backup in case something happened.
LaPlante also needs prescription allergy medication. So she checked out the online insurance marketplace and bought a silver level plan where her allergy meds cost only $5. Even while juggling college and car loan bills, LaPlante says her insurance plan is affordable.
Incredibly affordable. I wouldn't have health insurance right now if I didn't have this.
While LaPlante wanted insurance as a safety net, others who've signed up need coverage to manage chronic conditions. Heidi Perkins is a freelance documentary film editor who also has type 2 diabetes. After being laid off in 2013, she was without insurance for 6 months before the marketplace opened.
It's a lifesaver because I'm not the best monitor of myself when it comes to the diabetes.
Perkins says regular appointments with her doctor keep her diligent about her diet. Her marketplace insurance also allows her to continue her career in film as a freelancer. Perkins was even able to get her premiums reduced mid-year when a work project fell through, which reduced her income.
For a freelancer who can't join a group plan, who now can join a group plan through the Affordable Care Act, it's a game changer.
The marketplace was a potential game changer for Christine Lutz-Garrity, a realtor in Ellsworth. For years, she got insurance coverage through her husband's employer. But when that employer stopped offering insurance in 2014, she and her husband bought plans on the marketplace. After subsidies, their premiums cost a little more than $400 a month. Lutz-Garrity was happy until she started using her new plan. Some claims were processed at different rates toward her deductible, even for the same provider.
And then another issue that we experienced is that some of our claims were actually rejected. And when I called to find out why that was, it was indicated that the provider was out of network.
Even though Lutz-Garrity checked before she bought the plans to make sure her doctors were in network. After more than 6 months of phone calls, Lutz-Garrity expects the issue will be resolved soon. But currently, she's facing another headache. She and her husband earned more income than expected last year, so they'll likely have to pay back all their subsidies, about $4,700.
Which will be, you know, a significant chunk of money that we have to come up with at tax time.
So when her husband's employer offered insurance again this year, Lutz-Garrity decided to ditch the marketplace, at least for now, even though the employer insurance is slightly more expensive and restrictive.
But in the end, it felt like a safer choice, because we didn't have to worry so much about our incomes as far as whether we would go over the threshold or not.
Come right in.
Juliet Lounsbury of Augusta was always mindful of her income and budget. She and her husband Mike went years without seeing a doctor.
First of all, we are retired. I'm 64 years old, and my husband and I, 41 years married. Never had insurance, really. Never really have been sick.
Spending a good chunk of their careers in the restaurant business, Lounsbury says health insurance was always just too expensive. Even when her husband started complaining that he didn't feel quite right a little more than a year ago, they couldn't afford to go to the doctor.
He said, I'll wait. I've got 6 months till I get my Medicare. And then I'll go and be checked. And 6 months before he dropped.
Her husband had a heart attack and needed 8-way bypass heart surgery. It was a wake-up call for Lounsbury, who decided that she'd better get insured.
Dr. Chang is our doctor here in Augusta, and he said, if only Mike had come in just for preventative, we could have detected it long before it ever got to this point.
Lounsbury pays $26 a month with a $500 deductible. She now goes to the doctor for regular checkups. Per doctor's advice, she and Mike exercise regularly and eat a strict diet. They've both lost weight. Her insurance, says Lounsbury, is better than she ever expected.
I'm praying to God that they don't take it away.
After years of not having insurance, Lounsbury says now she can't imagine not being covered. The deadline for those seeking insurance for the first time or finding an alternative option on the marketplace is February 15th. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.